Hello, George.
Hello, Gloria.
Welcome back.
I'm so glad to be with you on the broadcast here.
I'm looking forward to some good word.
I am too. You know, when we do these broadcasts together and I'm getting ready for them, I always think about you coming and being here. Now, I put the notes together for this, but I get the notes from what you've taught before. But I'm always interested in what you're going to say.
Me too.
Because you never know what Gloria is going to say. And I am so honored to be able to be with you. Gloria, wow.
We've done a lot.
We have. As a matter of fact, today is our 371st day of Prosperity Broadcasts.
Wow.
We started 10 years ago.
So we've got more than one a day.
Praise God.
We
sure
do. Isn't that great?
Yeah. And we also, you know, we've downloaded.
We could do a Bible school and you and I could retire and we could send out, you know.
Yeah, we could just let it repeat over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word
That's
of God,
right.
doesn't
That's
it?
Right.
So also, Gloria, all of the notes that we've done ever since we began 10 years ago, all of the notes that we have done, we've made them available online. You can get them if you go to kcm.org and then go to the picture of Gloria and me, click onto it, and you'll be able to access the notes, not only that we're doing on this broadcast, but also all of the other notes we've done, 371 days worth of prosperity. But listen to this. I checked on this the other day and found out that we have had over 1.5 million downloads of the notes that
George.
We have taught on the broadcast. Isn't that something? Isn't that exciting? 1.5 million. So I would say that people are interested in prospering.
That is awesome. Well, I know I am.
Me too.
And I was
me
really
too.
Interested some years ago.
You sure were. Boy.
I was desperately interested.
Desperately interested. And I'm so glad that you and Kenneth received the mandate from the Lord to teach about the laws that
Praise
govern
God.
Prosperity. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing on these broadcasts for 10 years now.
I'd love to have some testimonies.
Well, here, look, I have a couple of them right here. Let me read to you. Let me read to you. This one is from Caroline. She's from Michigan. She said that she watches Pastor George and Gloria and puts her faith out, and she is now debt-free and has cash to purchase a home.
Cash to purchase a home. See, there it works.
Say that three times.
Glory
Cash to
God.
Purchase a home.
That's sleeper.
Now, this one, and I'm going to read some every day this week because I've got some great testimonies.
That'll be fun.
And I've got one. I'm going to read it to you on Friday, but let me give you a little hint of what it is. It's a couple that they were going down financially. They owed the IRS. The bills were piled up. They were in the midst of a divorce. And the day the divorce went through, they started dating each other. And they started listening to
were
tapes.
Were they celebrating or
with, I don't know what they were doing. They were celebrating their divorce. But they started dating each other. And they went to a convention. They started watching the broadcast.
Praise
and
God.
Gloria, when I read this testimony, they are prosperous, 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 and they are still together, thriving.
Praise God.
They never got the
divorce.
It
sounds like they're growing spiritually.
They are growing. Here's another one. This is from Barbara Conroe, Texas, and she says, thank you, Pastor George and Sister Gloria, for the message on calling forth the harvest. Now, this is interesting, Gloria, because in this testimony, she goes through, really, she does a synopsis of what we taught, and it's so good. Listen to what
Praise
she said.
God.
This is what she learned. Okay. I've been listening to it from CDs that I ordered and now have a better understanding of the spiritual connection to it. The scriptures that confirm calling for it, that the harvest must be reaped and the planter must stand in faith to receive it, and that we must speak it because the scripture that says the sickle that the reaper uses is his mouth, so we must speak it.
That's
I now
right.
understand that reaping is an act of faith. We can't just wait for our harvest after planting the seed. We must water it with the word,
That's
and then
right.
we must
That's
reap
good.
It.
Yeah.
Now, she's with all that said, she said, God has already this year brought forth an abundant harvest at least four different times in areas we were not expecting, to the tune of over $50,000.
Wow.
Praise God.
George, that's awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's goosebumps stuff.
So that's goosebumps stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Hallelujah.
So we'll be reading more of these as we go along, Gloria,
in
the week that we have together. But this week, we're going to be talking about a subject that the Lord just dropped down into my heart about the fact that He is a God of plenty.
I like it.
He's not cheap.
No.
He doesn't withhold.
He's not broke either.
He's not broke. Heaven isn't suffering. But according to His riches and glory, He will supply everything that we need.
He's proven that.
Over and over again. He is a God of plenty. And I think back on all of the things that we've experienced here in the ministry. Of course, you and Kenneth started back in 1967 with Kenneth Copeland. Actually, it was the Kenneth Copeland Evangelistic Association back then.
Yeah.
And then I came along to work here in 1976. So the ministry was nine when I first started.
9 years old.
Now we're well over 50 years going in the ministry.
So are we, George.
Yes, we are. Yes, indeed we are. And thank you for reminding me of that. But you know something? Our youth is renewed like the
That's
eagles,
right.
isn't it?
Absolutely.
We're still going strong. But I've watched over the years the faithfulness of God in the ministry.
Yes, I know.
We've hit some highs and lows. I've been around when we've had a few deficits here and there.
A few?
There was the big one, the $6 million deficit.
Whoa, yes. Whoa,
that was... You and I went through that one together.
Yeah, we survived.
We did survive that one. But the Lord was faithful. And I just... He just keeps reminding me that He is the God of plenty.
He is the God of plenty.
There is no shortage in heaven. There is no lack there. It's a full supply.
Here's something to think about.
Yeah, tell me.
You are talking God into doing something. He's waiting on us to do something, to give Him something to work with.
That's right.
So He can bring in harvest.
Well said.
It's still that way, too.
That's exactly that way.
Glory to God. When you're ready, He's ready.
When you're ready,
He's already
ready.
When you're ready, He's already ready.
He's already ready?
Yeah, that's it.
That's so true.
That's true.
Is so true.
Yeah.
Well, He is, and He's a God of abundance. He's a God of provision. He's a God of supply. And whatever it is that you need, Gloria and I are standing in agreement with you right now that we serve a God of plenty.
Amen.
Whatever bills that are outstanding, whatever debts that are there. And you know, and I know, both of us are aware of how God can get us out of debt.
Yeah.
You and Kenneth, back in the early years, Terry and I, some years ago. And we're living debt-free. We live in a beautiful home, a debt-free home.
Debt-free home.
And to this day, sometimes on Saturdays when I'm preparing to preach on Sunday, I walk through the house and I just thank God and I look at this debt-free home and how good He is. He is a God of plenty.
Amen. Praise God.
And Gloria, that's what we're going to be talking about
good,
this
George.
Week.
Good, George.
So let's take a look. First of all, this foundation scripture is Deuteronomy 28:11. And it says, "The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods." Now, Deuteronomy 28 is a tremendous scripture to read and to study. Yeah. I would highly recommend that you go even today and look at Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and you'll see that we've been, first of all, redeemed from the curse of the law so that we can walk in the blessing of Abraham.
That's right.
And this scripture, I'll tell you why this scripture is...
Now, you notice that's just not... There's nothing there that talks about barely making it by.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's so true.
It's an abundant harvest.
It is an
abundant scripture.
It is an abundant
way of life.
That's exactly how we live, is an abundant way of
life. You know, it's kind of... We didn't necessarily enjoy it at the time. But now I enjoy looking back at when... We had nothing, and it worked for everything.
It did. You really paved the way. You put the Word of God to work.
And it worked.
And it worked.
And we lacked for nothing.
You and Kenneth, as I understand the story, you put down the newspaper, you turned off the TV, you focused, you totally focused on the Word of God,
praise God,
to get you out of the place that you were in at that time, debt, debts that you didn't know you had when you got married.
He never told me how much money he owed.
He didn't.
And I was so smitten. I probably would have married him anyway because I didn't know any better. You know, where I came from, my family, they'd always operated on debt. Yeah. You didn't think about paying cash for a house or a car.
Yeah.
Payments. It was payments.
It was all about payments. And your mind had to be renewed to the Word.
It didn't take me long, though. I caught on really quick.
Yeah, you caught on quickly, didn't you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. So this Deuteronomy 28, it really is, Gloria.
It is a great scripture.
All of it is so good. I'm looking here.
Preach to me, George.
Deuteronomy 28, 1, if it'll come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And in verse 2 it says, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. So that's just the first two verses of Deuteronomy 28. But as we started reading a moment ago in verse 11, in point A there, the Lord will make you plenteous in goods. Now, Gloria, I looked up some of these words. And the word you'll see in point one there, A, plenteous, just simply the word plenteous. What does that mean?
More
and in the Hebrew, it means to exceed, mm-hmm. to have excess, to have more than enough.
Yeah.
That's what plenteous means. And when we talk about our God being a God of plenty, when you say the word plenty, what that really is saying to us, Gloria, is it's a more than an adequate supply. More than adequate.
Nothing lacking.
Nothing lacking. No. Nothing lacking anywhere.
Praise God.
It is a more
That's
than
a
an adequate
supply.
That's
a heavenly concept.
It's a heavenly concept.
That's the way heaven is. Nothing lacking.
Yeah. And he...
Don't you think it's over the top to have gold streets?
I think it's just
But that's
extreme.
Just a common thing in heaven.
It is. It is. And you've talked about
that. I assume your driveway will be gold, too.
I assume that it will be so much nicer than the driveway I have right now.
It just wouldn't look right to have a gold street and a gravel driveway, would it?
No, it just wouldn't. It wouldn't.
I got you. Okay.
No, and he is a God of excellence, and he's wanting us to experience on earth what they experience in heaven.
That's right. They've got gold streets there.
They do. They do. And the scripture plainly tells us God's will be done on earth.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
I like it. I like it.
And I love the way the Lord wants each and every one of us to live in the Garden of Eden here on earth. To live in that same atmosphere where everything is supplied.
That's right.
Everything is provided. But you have to renew your mind to this way of thinking.
Well, you can't get faith without renewing your mind.
No, you can't.
So if you're gonna live on the plenty side, on the abundant side, you're gonna have to do it by faith.
I like what you just said. Live on the plenty side.
Yeah.
Live on the plenty side. Live on the abundant side.
I have
side.
Tried it both ways, and abundance is better than lack.
It really is.
Much better.
And you know something, Gloria? It is the will of God for us.
Sure it is.
To have a surplus of supply. As a matter of fact, look here at point 4, the Amplified translation of the Lord will make you plenteous in goods.
Mm-hmm.
It said the Lord shall make you have a surplus.
Of
prosperity.
Like that. Yeah.
So
like
what is what is a surplus?
More
it's extra.
More than enough.
Yeah, it's more. It's more. It's having every need filled, every need supplied.
Surplus of prosperity.
A surplus of prosperity. And that is one of my favorite scriptures, Gloria, out of about 1,000 or more scriptures that are my favorites. But to see this one, the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. And that's what we believe for here in the ministry, that we would have not just enough, but we would have more than enough, a supply that
we committed to do what we saw in the Word.
Right.
The Word doesn't teach us to borrow money. So we didn't borrow money.
Exactly.
Don't borrow money till today. So you have to have a surplus to pay cash.
You really do.
Did you ever notice that?
You do. Yes, ma'am.
You can't just get two 20s out of your billfold and pay cash for a car.
That's right. And it took a while.
But you can do it.
You can do it. You know, it took a while for you and Kenneth to get to your debt-free house.
Yeah, it did.
The same thing with Terry and me. The journey that the Lord took us on, it looked impossible. But you know what? Our God is a God of the impossibility.
All things are possible.
All things are possible to him that believes. And so you were talking a moment ago about thinking back on the journey that you were on and how the Lord helped you through all that. I think about the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think about how the Lord helped Terry and me.
It was so supernatural.
And we applied the Word. The great thing, though, by the time we were digging into this, Kenneth had already written the Laws of Prosperity. You had already written God's Will is Prosperity. So we had a head start.
Well, that's good.
You wrote the book. We got it. We read it. And so we learned from it.
You believed it.
And you have really taught us that we do serve a God of plenty, and the Lord will make you have a surplus of prosperity.
It was so supernatural, too.
And then this verse, this scripture here, this MEV translation, which I'm trying to think, what is the MEV translation?
Message.
It's the Modern English Version. That's what it is. Modern English Version says, the Lord will make you overflow with prosperity.
That is a super word.
Isn't that a good one?
Oh, I got to have a highlighter here.
Yep,
somebody
highlighter.
Bring me a highlighter
to the
rescue.
We get you a highlighter.
The overflow is, now what the Lord will have.
Yeah, the Lord will make you,
have
an overflow in, that will make you overflow in prosperity.
Isn't that good? That's
so
the truth.
I receive that. As a matter of fact, right now, if I were you, I would receive that scripture.
Amen.
Say this after me. And Gloria, if you'd repeat this after me.
I will.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name. And also, let me just add this.
Yes.
Be fearless
Ooh.
In your, what you say now.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Fearless. Okay. Fearless. According to Deuteronomy 28:11.
According to Deuteronomy 28:11.
The Lord makes us plenteous.
The Lord makes us plenteous.
In goods.
In goods.
He gives us. A surplus of prosperity.
A surplus of prosperity.
He makes us overflow in prosperity.
He makes us overflow.
He
more
is,
than
more
enough.
Than enough. He is a God of plenty.
He is a God of plenty.
Isn't that marvelous?
We should have figured that out. I mean, who makes gold driveways and gold streets?
Can you imagine, Gloria? Think about it for just a moment, what heaven must be like. And the mansions that we'll live in. You think about those mansions and how, I mean, there's some beautiful homes. But I really do think that what we will see in heaven will outdo anything that we've ever seen.
Think about that. Think about heaven. And then remember that there's no sickness there.
Oh, Gloria, that's true.
There's no toil there.
That's so
true. There's no sadness there.
That's right.
There's no death there.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. What a place to live,
What a place
George.
To live. Now,
George.
Take a look at this. Look at point B.
Okay.
And this is a word from the Lord through Brother Copeland. He gave it in November 10th of 2011. Listen to this. The Lord says, I have a great storehouse. Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream that I've laid up for you before
Praise
the foundation
God.
Of the world. Much more is stored up there than what the church has ever called for. I have never held back on the church, saith the Lord, and the God of plenty.
That's right.
I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood,
Praise
the
God.
Precious blood of your Savior. But there has been a backwardness in my people about laying hold of the things that I provided.
I know
for
that
them.
Is absolutely true.
It is true. But I will say this, there is a people in the land. There is a people around the world. There's a people strong and mighty and growing much stronger and much mightier and more bold to lay hold and put their claim of faith on the things that I've laid up for them. And it thrills me, saith the Lord, because it's been theirs all the time.
Praise God.
Isn't that a wonderful word?
Yes, amen.
He said
it's
in this
so
word
exciting.
That there are a people who are strong and mighty. Now, that's us. That's us. People who are strong and mighty
in the Word of God.
Growing stronger and much mightier and more bold to lay hold. I like that phrase.
That's right.
More bold to lay hold and put their claim of faith on the things that I've laid up for them. So here's another word. If you'd read that in number two, read that word from the Lord.
All of you who will take my word and stand on it, saith the Lord, the kingdom is for you. The angels are for you. And all of heaven's resources, no, all of heaven's reserves, reserves are at your call.
Isn't that something?
All of heaven's reserves are at your call.
At our call.
Well, yeah. George, we've walked it out for how many years? 20, well, 40 years.
Oh, now
50
it's
years. 50,
over 50 years.
That we're still walking.
Yes,
big,
we are.
My goodness.
We are, and we're learning more and more about it every day.
That's right.
About the goodness
of God.
And it
has not failed to work.
It has not failed.
This is the word of God.
Another word from the Lord. This is August 7th, 2009, through Brother Copeland. This is point three. Heaven is overloaded with things that I prepared for your enjoyment.
I believe that.
I paid for it. Come and get it.
Praise God.
This is a feast of abundance.
Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that true?
It is true.
And we can start it here. We don't have to wait till we go to heaven. It's ours.
It's ours
now.
It's
got our name on it.
We call for it. We believe it. We receive it. And number four, look at this, Gloria. This is a scripture. I've been reading from the Passion Translation. I really enjoy it. And in Ephesians 1:22 of the Passion Translation, it says, He alone is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church.
Boy, that's a wonderful
Isn't that
scripture.
A powerful scripture?
Ooh.
He alone is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church. That's Ephesians 1:22, the Passion Translation. Pastors, you should use that as a scripture to stand on for whatever you need in your church.
Boy.
Whether it's paying off buildings or paying off debts or whatever it is. He is the source of everything needed in the church.
Think about what a congregation would be like if the pastor had this huge revelation of abundance that's in the Bible.
Yes.
And every time he got in the pulpit, he passed that revelation on. It would be all things are possible
That's
to
right.
him that believeth.
That's right.
I can see that happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Praise God.
Gloria, I'll end it with this. The God of plenty has enough in His storehouse to supply every need we would ever have with much
left
over.
Isn't that good? Much. It won't even put a strain in His budget. Much left over. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, my goodness. What
Thank
a week we're going to have here,
Thank
Gloria.
Thank you, Jesus.
Won't put a strain in His budget.
Uh-uh.
Praise God. We serve a God of plenty.
Amen.
And that's what we're talking about this week.
Of blessing.
Week of blessing that we have. Today is our 372nd day of preaching prosperity together. Glory, we've been doing this for 10 years.
George, no wonder we're prospering.
And we have all of the notes. All 372 notes are available to you. You go to kcm.org. There's a picture of Glory and me on there, and you click onto it, and it will take you to those notes that we're teaching this week, as well as all of the other 370 notes that we have taught on prosperity.
All together is how many?
372 of those, and then, of course, the downloads are available to you absolutely free. So we've had, and I checked it the other day, 1.5 million,
over
1.5 million of these,
outlines
have been downloaded. People are interested in prospering. They're interested in paying their bills. They're interested in moving to another level in their lives. And we serve the God of plenty. He is the provider of our lives. And you know, Gloria, we receive so many testimonies about the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, the broadcast that you and I do.
Good.
And it's really neat, too, because on the Victory Channel, we have a program that you and I do on a daily basis. They've taken all of the prosperity broadcasts on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and they've incorporated those into a series called The Prosperous Life.
Well, how about that? And
let me read this to you. This is from somebody named J.C., from Muleshoe, Texas. I've never been to Muleshoe myself.
Sometime we must go.
We should drive through Muleshoe. The J.C. says, I've been watching Pastor George and Gloria when they're on the broadcast. After many years of praying and listening to the Word, the Lord blessed us in such a way as to get completely out of
debt. Praise God. There you go.
We had farmed since 1962. and owned a farm-related business for 16 years. We were in debt with both businesses. We were able to sell the business and the farm, which made it possible to be totally out of debt for the first time in decades. Praise I believe it came because of the word I stood on and my prayers.
Praise God.
My husband and I are partners with KCM. I've been listening to Kenneth and Gloria since I got saved and filled with this Holy Spirit 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
50 years ago.
So, glory to God.
JC and her husband from Mushu, Texas.
Isn't that great?
What a great testimony.
Praise God. Now, do you have that on my paper here?
No, I've got that. I just had these little separate testimonies I wanted to read to you. Those are, aren't those great?
I mean, you can have this one, but you need to make me one.
I'll get you. I have like a whole list of, or a whole paper on those.
That is exciting.
I'll get those. I will get those to you.
Because, you know, you remember, I mean, like I remember back when... That would have been so awesome to get out of debt.
It would be.
And it was. And I know the feeling that people get when you get free from debt.
It's wonderful.
And you can get to believe your way out.
Yep, it is.
Glory to God.
It is. We've done that. You have done that. It's possible. It's possible to be debt-free because we serve a God of plenty.
Amen. Amen.
A God of plenty.
Amen.
And that's what we're talking about.
And He responds to faith.
He does.
Without faith.
He does. He responds to faith.
That's good. I'm going to write that down.
So, and before we get into the word, though, let me give you from yesterday, we have a gloriaism.
What?
And it is, here we go. Gloria said yesterday, we can ask God for anything and it won't put a strain on His budget.
That's
Isn't that
right.
good?
That's yeah,
really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about the God of plenty. And in Deuteronomy 28:11, it says, the Lord will make you plenteous in goods. And what we have here on our notes are some definitions that I put down here. First of all, the word plenteous in the Hebrew is, it means to exceed, have excess, and to have more than enough. It's A1 on your paper there.
Okay.
To have more than enough. We serve, Gloria, a more than enough God.
Certainly we do.
He's more than enough. He doesn't just meet the need. He does it over and above. That's how His nature is. Mm-hmm. He wants us to have more than enough in our life. Not just enough.
That's right.
Not only enough.
More than enough. Adequate supply.
Adequate
more
supply.
Than adequate.
And that's what the word plenty means. I looked up the word plenty, and it is. It's a more than adequate supply. And we're learning how to walk in that. We're learning how to, and do you know, a savings account is really a scriptural thing because the Lord, well, I'm looking in my Bible here at Deuteronomy 28. In verse 8, it says, the Lord shall command the blessing on thee in thy storehouses.
Houses.
Storehouses. The Hebrew of that means barns. Well, a storehouse is any place where you store up something. Well, a savings account, any kind of the accounts are storehouses. So the Lord says He wants to command the blessing
on our
storehouses.
Praise
so
God.
Receive that right now in the name of Jesus that you receive the commanded blessing on your storehouses. And your storehouses are increasing more and more and more. Gloria, Terry and I speak to our storehouse. We command it. There's a particular figure that we have had in mind that we want to see in our storehouse.
Amen.
And Gloria, we're coming very close.
Hallelujah.
We're coming very close to that
Praise
figure
God.
In our
That's
storehouse.
That's the blessing house. Isn't
That's
it?
The blessing house. It certainly is. And so it says here, the Lord will make you plenteous in goods. Have you have more than enough, adequate supply? I like this word goods. You'll see there, I wrote down in the Hebrew the word goods, and it means good in the widest sense possible.
Oh, yeah, I see.
It's good in the widest, whatever the word good would mean in the widest sense.
That'd be the maximum that, of good.
Maximum good.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I really like that. The maximum of good. Yeah, exactly. And it means prosperity. Wealth, benefits, good things.
Anybody can qualify, if you will.
Anybody can do that. So when it says the Lord will make you plenteous in goods, He's saying he will make you plenteous or have plenty of good things. Good in the widest sense, prosperity, wealth, benefits. All of those are available to us from him because he loves us so much, Gloria.
Amen.
The love that he has for us. He wants to lavish his goodness on our lives. It says in the Amplified Translation, the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. And when you think about the word surplus, you think about just an overstock of things. Have you ever been to a surplus, a military surplus store? Have you ever seen one of those? A military surplus store. And they're just, you walk into them and they're from top to bottom, stacks and stacks and stacks of military uniforms and equipment and all of that. And that's what God's storehouses are like. He's got storehouses. It says in Philippians 4:19 that he will supply all of our need according to his riches in glory.
Doesn't matter what's happening in the earth.
No, it doesn't, does it?
It's not it's not tied to the earth.
Yeah, that's right.
Glory to God.
It's not. His system is not tied to the earth system.
That's right.
That's exactly
Praise
right.
Praise God.
Yeah, it is.
Hallelujah.
So Amplified Translation, the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. The Modern English Version, the Lord will make you overflow.
Overflow
too in
much,
prosperity.
Too much.
And you
Glory
and I,
God.
There's a series that you and I did some time ago, probably last year, called Living in the Overflow.
Yeah.
And that was a really good series, Gloria. We spent a week talking about living in the overflow that God has for us.
We enjoyed it too.
He is a God of plenty. And so what I'd like you to do, look here at this part B. And if you would, Gloria, read that word from the Lord through Brother Copeland about having a great storehouse.
I have a great storehouse. Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream that I laid up for you before the foundation of the world. Much more is stored up there than what the church has ever called for. Just waiting.
Waiting.
I have never held back on the church, saith the Lord, and the God of plenty. I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you the promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of your Savior.
Praise God.
All of you who take my word and stand on it, all of you, that doesn't leave anybody out. Of you who take my word and stand on it, saith the Lord, the kingdom is for you. The angels are for you. All of heaven's reserves are at your call. Heaven is overloaded with things that I have prepared for your enjoyment.
Isn't that something?
I like it. I paid for it. Come and get
Come
it.
Come and get it.
This is a feast of abundance.
Wow. Wow.
Ephesians, well, it's not like, you know, somebody might think, well, that's hard to believe. Well, it's not like he hasn't done it before.
Right.
That's the way heaven is.
Yes.
It's been that way for hundreds of years.
Yes.
And they don't have any shortage up there.
Nope.
Ephesians 1:22, he alone is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church.
Oh, I like that one.
The God of plenty has enough in his storehouse to supply every need we could ever have with much left over.
Much
Hallelujah.
Left over.
Hallelujah. Isn't that
so
good?
These are such powerful words from the Lord that the Lord says that he's never held back on the church.
No.
But he said he is the God of plenty. He said, I've made it available to you, put it in my word, gave you promise, and stood behind it.
Yeah.
He did that for us.
That's right.
And he also said that all of heaven's reserves are at your call. They're at our call.
Praise God.
So people they're interested in prospering, and we've got to renew our minds to the fact that we serve a God of plenty. He's not, you know, sometimes, and I've heard this before, well, I wouldn't want to ask God for that. I just don't think I should ask him for those things. I don't think that would be right to take from his. And he's standing there going,
that's called false humility.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why? That's why he's got it there for you.
That's called false humility.
That's it.
Yep. That's right. And People have said that before. It's, well, I wouldn't want to put pressure on the kingdom of God. I wouldn't want to. He is wanting to pour himself out over
he's
us.
He's looking for a people.
He is.
To receive from him.
Yep. He's looking for
that. He's always done that.
He's a covenant God. The eyes of the Lord are going to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for those that he can bless.
If he hadn't been looking for people like that, he'd have never put the Word of God in print and all these languages where anybody in the world can see the truth and receive.
That's right.
It's his will.
And even the Apostle John, the great Apostle John, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health,
even as your soul that's
prospers.
Your word knowledge.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
As it prospers. 3 John 2. So you see it over and over in Scripture that our God is a God of plenty, and it is his greatest desire to love us.
Thank you, Lord.
By giving to us.
How awesome that is.
I've seen over the years how generous you and Kenneth are to your family. You are tremendously generous.
Praise God.
To your family. At Christmas time, there are blessings that Kenneth and Gloria give their family. And there's always an excitement from the oldest to the youngest.
It's Christmas,
and we're going to Mimi and Papa's house, and we're going to be blessed.
And there's a big Christmas tree with all kind of things on it, under it.
That's right. And you know, when we get over...
That's the way it is. And I'll tell you another little secret.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be Christmas.
That's right. That's true.
It's there for us.
That's true.
Abundance. Our needs are there just whenever we'll take it. Call for it.
So here, Brother Copeland is a human being. He's a man. And as a man, what we are to do is we are to emulate the Father. We were at our recent minister's conference. I'm sitting there next to Pastor Terry. And then Jeremy is sitting next to her, and then Kenneth is sitting next to him. And the speaker was preaching, and all of a sudden, I saw Kenneth out of the corner of my eye. Kenneth likes Breitling watches.
Yes, he does.
I could see Brother Copeland undoing his watch.
He's getting into it now.
He's taking off his watch, and he hits Jeremy, and he hands his watch. His beautiful Breitling watch.
Yes, he does.
His grandson.
That's good. You observe that.
Now, I did not see Jeremy do this.
No.
I didn't see him refuse that.
Or give it back.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that at all. And that's the heart. What we saw Kenneth do, that's the heart of the Father. And he wants to do that for us.
Yes, amen.
What he has.
Receive.
He wants us to have. And heaven is filled with plenty. It's overflowing with all of the...
Well, you remember what the word receive means in Greek.
It means to take.
It's Greek or Hebrew one. What is it?
The Greek is to take.
Greek.
Yeah.
Take.
Take it.
To take it.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to give you a new watch and you wouldn't take it, you wouldn't receive it.
I'd have to receive that.
I'd get no pleasure out of that.
That's right. So we have to be receivers. We really... I've thought to myself before, one of the series that we should probably teach on is how to receive from God.
Yeah, that's right.
Because people,
be
we
good.
Have to be
that
taught.
That would be excellent.
We have to be taught how to receive the things of God, to believe that you receive when you pray.
And in the Greek, that word simply means take.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it when you pray.
Yeah. Take it when you pray. It also means to seize with a grip that cannot be shaken off. Now, that's where you talk about
believe
bulldog faith.
Believe you receive when you pray.
Yeah.
Right.
So you receive. Everything in the Word belongs to us. And He's made all things abound to us.
Praise
everything
God.
That we need that pertains to life and godliness, He's made that. He has made that available to you and me.
Yes, that's
right. Let me read that scripture to you, Gloria. That just jumped into my heart. In 2 Peter, and it's not on our notes, but in 2 Peter 1 and verse 2, Paul is writing, he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. You know, We were talking the other day about the word glory. And the glory of God is the presence of God heavy with everything good.
Yeah.
So it's saying here, who has called us to the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are already given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Praise God.
So we see right here, His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Now that's 2 Peter 1:3-4.
And so we have those things that belong to us, but as you said, Gloria, we have to receive them.
We do.
We've got to receive them. We've got to take them. So, and we've kind of gone off script here, but I'm going over to Mark chapter 11, because you brought this up a moment ago. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22. We have to be receivers. We serve a God of plenty, but we need to receive what God has so wonderfully provided for us. I've heard Keith Moore say this, Gloria, that by...
I want you to just see my Bible on Mark 11.
Mark 11. look at that. look at that. Where am I? Over here.
That's where it is right there.
Oh, my gosh. So you were just talking about receiving. In Mark 11, 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. Have the faith of God.
Yeah.
For verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So the mountain of lack, the mountain of debt, the mountain of whatever is needed, we can speak to that mountain of lack and command it to be removed. And we can believe that we receive when we pray. And then in verse 24, therefore I say unto you that what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
And that word means take
it. You take it.
Take it when you pray.
Yep.
If you just go to prayer and you don't take it.
Yeah, you have to take it.
That's good and sweet, but it's not going to bring anything. It's not going to manifest anything.
So the Lord has whatever we need. He's a God of plenty. Mm-hmm. He has, Gloria, whatever we need in this ministry.
We've proved that to be true.
Over and over again. Over and over again.
From shoes to jets, it works. Whatever you need. You know, just depending on where you were when you started believing.
From shoes to jets.
Ask me how I know.
Ask me how I know. Gloria, that's amazing. That is absolutely...
It is the truth.
It is the truth. Well, we've got to wrap this part up. Well, could you pray over the people right now?
Father, we lift up every person to you today. We know you love them. You care for them. You know exactly where they are and what they need and what they want.
That's right.
And we pray with them for all their needs to be met. And we thank you, Father.
Lord.
This is the most important thing.
Yes.
That you reveal to all of us how to walk by faith in faith.
That's right.
And that we're by that be able to receive whatever it is, whatever need we have in our life. Healing, prosperity, a car to drive, clothes on our back.
Praise God.
And you want us to have it. You've made it possible for us. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, we walk by faith and not by sight.
We're not
moved by anything except by the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We've had a great time on the broadcast. We've been talking about the God of plenty.
I like it.
And what we have learned so far about how much He wants to bless us and how freely He wants to give to us and the things He wants to do for us. And I've collected several of my gloriisms here while just the first 2 days of this week. You said we live on the plenty side.
We do.
We live on the abundant side. You said we can ask God for anything and it won't put a strain on His budget.
That's right.
I like that one. You said the Lord has blessed us from shoes to jets. So it's covered the entire spectrum of prosperity.
That's good. I like that. I'm going to write those down after we get through here.
So, Gloria, today is our 373rd day of our prosperity broadcast. We began 10 years ago. 373 days of prosperity.
Wow.
And we began 10 years ago teaching the subject of prosperity. And I remember so well one of the first broadcasts we were doing together. I said, Gloria, you just can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. And Gloria, in her great humor, said, let's try.
We're still trying.
We're still trying.
Hallelujah.
But we have discovered that there's so many aspects and sides to the prosperity and the abundance of God, how good He is to us and how good He has been to us. And before we get into the Word, though, I'd like to read a testimony.
Good.
I've been collecting these testimonies. And this is somebody from Maryland, and they write and say, Sister Gloria Copeland and Brother George, I have learned how to pray for the best job with the best salary by listening to your messages on prosperity.
Praise God.
My salary has multiplied 4 times.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
4 times.
How about that?
All the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'm a partner of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and just started tithing last year. Within that year, I got the new job with a great salary. I have learned that God is my source, and now I trust God with everything in my life.
Isn't that good?
Isn't that a wonderful testimony?
We need to read that a number of times.
That's a great.
And you have you shared that with the church yet?
I haven't. I need to share that. That's
great,
a good
yeah.
testimony.
Yeah, it is.
For the church.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, we've been talking about on the broadcast the God of plenty. The God of plenty. And today we're going to talk about a great, great topic, El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
The God who is more than enough.
Yes, amen.
In Genesis chapter 17, actually, let me back up a moment. I didn't put the scripture down there, but let me read it to you. The foundation scripture for this teaching that we're using is Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. The Lord shall command, not verse 8, but 11, excuse me. Although verse 8 is very good, the Lord shall command the blessing on thee in thy storehouses. It is verse 11, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Gloria, that's the foundation
Amen.
To this teaching that we're doing about the God of
Oops.
The God of plenty. The Lord shall make you plenteous in
Amen.
Goods.
Yes.
The Amplified Translation says that He'll give us a surplus
of prosperity.
He will make us overflow
in
prosperity. Is
this the God
prosperity.
Of plenty? Now I'm on the right
we
page.
We are on the right page
okay.
because, take a look at the top of the page, it's Genesis 17, verses mm-hmm. 1 and 2. Genesis 17, 1 and 2, and it says in the New Living Translation, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. I will make a covenant with you by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants.
That's so good.
Isn't
Serve
that
me
a
faithfully.
Really good
live
scripture?
A blameless life.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow. New Living Translation. So he said, I'm El Shaddai. I am God Almighty.
Mm.
And he said to him, if you serve me faithfully, live a blameless life, I'll make a covenant with you. Now that covenant provided for Abraham everything that he needed.
It's interesting that he said to do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Serve me.
Serve me.
And I'll make a covenant
yep.
with you.
That is interesting.
So it doesn't say much for disobedience, does it?
Oh, it doesn't. No. No. We got to follow
We don't
him.
Have a promise there for disobedience.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I am El Shaddai. Now, Gloria, I have, if you look there at point two, look at the meaning of El Shaddai. That word El in the Hebrew means God's power and might. The El is the power of God, the might of God. And Shaddai in the Hebrew, now it means multiple names. And I thought this was interesting, and that's why I put these down here. These different names, it means God on the holy mountain. It means the God of the wilderness, the God of the destroyer of enemies. I like that one.
Yeah.
God,
oh, yeah.
the destroyer of enemies, God the Almighty, the sovereign God. But look at this, His names in regards to provision.
Mm.
So El Shaddai.
Well, that's good.
El Shaddai means God, the all-sufficient one. He is our sufficiency.
Yeah.
He provides everything that we would ever need in our lives. Mm-hmm. God, now this is, I've never seen this before until I did this Hebrew study of the word El Shaddai. God, the nurturer of babies, or the breasted one, the nurturer of babies, the provider of the nourishment that we need for our lives. And then, of course, you see here, He is the God who is more than enough. Those are the names of El Shaddai, all-sufficient one. He's the nurturer, and He is the God who is more than enough.
Now, isn't that interesting? I've never seen that before. I know you're too old to have a child, but I am El Shaddai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never saw that before,
yeah.
George.
Yeah. That's
Did
what
you
he was
discover that reading.
That's what he was basically saying to him. He who called Abraham with Almighty to supply all his names, all his needs. He was telling Abraham, I am the supplier of everything that you need. Now, we have to believe that.
That's good.
We've got to receive that.
That is so good.
And even in his case, I know that you're too old to have a child, but I am El Shaddai.
I can change that. I can change that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that good?
Yep. It's
Ooh.
Very good.
Ooh.
It's very good. So He
Hallelujah.
Is the God who is more than enough. So we have to believe that. As we were talking about on the broadcast yesterday, Gloria brought this up about the word receive. And the word receive means to take. We take it. We take hold of it. We seize it with a grip that cannot be shaken off. So we're seeing here that God was saying to Abraham, I am your El Shaddai. I am your provider. I am one of the names of God is Jehovah Yireh, the all-sufficient one, the one who will meet all of our needs.
Yeah.
He will take care of everything. And we have to believe that. We've got to receive that. Mm-hmm. So in Genesis 17, again, the God who is more than enough. Now, the Passion Translation, we just read the New Living Translation, but look at this Passion Translation, B1. Have you got that there? B1?
B1, yeah.
Okay, go ahead and read that, Gloria. That's the Passion Translation.
Is it 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2?
Yes, ma'am.
When Abraham was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared to him again and said, I am the God who is more than enough.
Mm.
So he actually appeared to him twice,
mm-hmm.
didn't he? Live your life in my presence and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and I will greatly multiply your descendants. El Shaddai is more than enough to meet all our needs in every situation.
That's right. That's right.
More than enough.
That's so important, Gloria, about who our God is.
That's right.
That He is the God of plenty. He is the El Shaddai. He is the God who is more than enough.
There is no situation where He's not more
That's
than
right.
enough.
That's true. That's very
El
true.
El Shaddai is more than enough to meet all our needs
right?
in every
Every
situation.
Every situation.
El Shaddai.
It
El
doesn't
Shaddai.
Matter.
Glory.
It doesn't matter right now what kind of financial situation you're in.
No.
It doesn't matter if you're over your head, as they say, in bills and debt on a house. We serve the God who is more than enough, mm-hmm. the El Shaddai, and He can get you out of any financial mess that
he
you have
sure
gotten
can.
Yourself into.
Yes, yes.
He can get you free from that.
He will cause things to happen that are not supposed to happen.
Oh, that's right.
I like that.
That's
don't
right.
You?
I got this, Gloria. I was listening to a message from Creflo Dollar, and it came up on my phone on YouTube, and it was the New Year's Eve message he preached in the year going into 2000. Mm. And so from 1999 into 2000. And he was talking about El Shaddai. And he said this is a quote from actually Creflo. He said, El Shaddai will demonstrate provisional miracles that are contrary to natural events.
Praise God.
And that's what Jesus did when He turned the water into wine.
Yeah.
That was a provisional miracle.
That was.
That took place, and it was contrary to a natural event. And that's what God will do. He will take, Gloria, the most impossible situation that anyone has ever faced, and he'll turn it around.
Isn't that awesome? He will cause things to happen that are not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And he majors on the impossible.
Yes. Amen.
If you'll only believe.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do. The impossible situation that's going on in your life, it is not impossible to him.
Mm-mm.
He is the ultimate provider. He is the ultimate supplier. And as we wrote here, anything and everything we need to accomplish our faith projects can be found in El Shaddai.
Praise God. Now, where is that, George? I don't see it.
That's 3C, right down there.
Okay. More.
So, anything and everything that we need to accomplish our faith projects.
Praise God. All
of us have faith projects. All of us have things that we're believing for, that we need in our homes, children, whatever it is. He is the El Shaddai. He is the one who will supply whatever we need.
That's awesome.
He's the God who is really more than enough. And I like that, Gloria. I'm endeavoring to renew my mind to this God who is more than enough. So many times it seems like we have just enough to get by, just enough to meet that need. But now it's time to cross over into that place of more than enough. It's just like when Moses was receiving that big offering. He was receiving the big offering for the building of the tabernacle. And the people started giving, and they were giving and giving and giving. And they got to the place where, you'll remember this, Moses had to say, they've given enough, they've given too much.
Yeah, I remember that.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to actually restrain them from giving. I have so enjoyed this in church because the construction of the Student Life Center, where we have the Kenneth Copeland Bible College, which is, even as Gloria and I are talking right now, Rick Renner is preaching in the Bible College.
There's a
lot going on this property today.
Yeah.
We're preaching up here. He's preaching to the Bible students down there. But the building that we built that houses the Kenneth Copeland Bible College, that building, it took some years for us to build it. We were using our faith to get that finished. But Gloria, I was so excited the day that I was able to stand up in church and I told the congregation, I said, the building, construction of the building is completed.
Praise God. You
can no longer give to the construction of the building.
Hallelujah, I like it.
I have to restrain you if you give to the construction of the building. Now, there are other things that we needed, like television equipment and so forth, and some chairs, but the construction part was finished.
Praise. By faith.
It was done, paid for. And so I had to tell my congregation, you can't give to the construction anymore, because if you were, it would be over and above what we need. Well, that's what our...
What a problem, George.
Isn't that exciting, though, for a pastor to stand before his congregation and restrain his congregation from giving to a project because the project is done? We have several projects around here. I'll give you a case in point.
Okay.
And we knew this several years ago, but the wastewater treatment plant, the septic system for our property, because we've got 500 or more people out here coming to work every day. And the septic system that we had was built during World War II. And it had come, it has...
Because it, this is an old military base.
This was an old military base.
Yeah.
And so there's several things out here that are still from those military years. But so we had to refurbish that septic system. Well, we got to the place where the crowds are getting bigger. There's more and more people. And the cost of the renovation of an enlargement of the septic system was $2 million.
Wow.
But the money's in the bank. Thank you. The money's in the bank.
We can flush. Hallelujah. That's something to be grateful for, George.
Something truly to be grateful for. But the money, the money's in the bank. And we're actually in the last stages of completing that particular project.
Boy,
and there have been other projects around here that, Gloria, the money's in the bank.
Good.
The money, it was funded, fully funded. Well, that's a demonstration of El Shaddai.
Yes, that's right.
And I want to remind our partners that whatever happens here, and the anointing that's on this ministry, that anointing is available to you.
Amen.
So if you have projects that you need to have done, you call on the God who is more than enough, the El Shaddai God, the one who provides all of your needs.
Yes,
that anointing is on us. I can feel it. I can sense it. And you know something? We were having a meeting the other day, Gloria, a business meeting, and I'm going to be showing this to you. I'm going to make a presentation to you and Kenneth in a couple of days to show you all of this. But we are now, we went through the first 10 or 12 major projects, all of them at one stage of being completed, or some of them are completed. Now we've gone into the next list of things to be done.
Wow.
And I can't wait to show you that they've all been funded.
Praise God.
They've all been funded.
More than enough.
There's more than enough.
Isn't that
awesome? Now, there are a lot of other things to be done on the property.
Yeah.
Many things that, because we've been here over 40 years. So in 40 years' time, how can it be? Over 40 years' time, there are things that need to be refurbished. Although I must say that some of the things that we've had here, it's been a provisional miracle that we've been able to go as long as we have gone. That's the God who's more than enough.
Praise God.
That's the El Shaddai God.
Hallelujah, so, George. That's great.
Our situation, I wrote this down on number 4. Our situation is subject to change when El Shaddai shows up. And he's more than capable of superseding all natural laws and events. So we have, if you go to page 2, we only have a few minutes left on this one. But I wrote down here, this is a more than enough provision. And this is John 6, 11 through 13. Would you read that scripture, Gloria?
And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above until them that had eaten.
That's El Shaddai showing up in an impossible situation. And it was a provisional miracle that took place. There was a multiplication, Gloria, that took place there. And Jesus blessed that, and he lifted it to the Father, and he began to declare the blessing over it. Be fruitful.
Yeah.
Multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. And I really do believe he said, thank you, El Shaddai, for the miracle of multiplication.
Amen.
Thank you for the miracle of multiplication.
Glory,
there was more than enough food for 50,000 people to be completely satisfied with 12 baskets left over.
It wasn't even close to being gone, was it?
No, it wasn't.
What a miracle.
More than enough is over and above what is needed.
That's right.
So it was, they filled those baskets full, and I've done study about those baskets before, and you could actually fit a person into one of those baskets. That's how big.
Wow.
That's how big those baskets were.
That's awesome.
It was massive. And this is the God who lives in us, Gloria.
That's right.
This is the El Shaddai God who will take care of every need that you and I have.
That's right.
He's alive.
Our provider.
He's in us. And look at this. Deuteronomy 28:11 in the Voice translation. It says, the Eternal, El Shaddai, will give you more than enough of every good thing.
More than enough.
More than enough.
Isn't that great?
More than enough. And he'll do that. He'll do that for you.
Yes,
he'll
he
do
will.
That for us. Whatever it is that you need right now, call on the God of more than enough. Call on El Shaddai.
That is awesome.
And you know, Brother Copeland has been teaching recently about the different names of God. And there's Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. There's Jehovah Yireh. He is our provider.
Yeah.
He is the El Shaddai, and He is the one that will take care of every need that you have. Right now, Gloria and I stand in agreement with you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
That the God who is more than enough,
more
the El Shaddai God, is working on your behalf. And He is taking care of every single need that you have. We receive it, we believe it, and we take hold of it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You know, when we talk to Him, George, and we're talking to Him about something that's needed or something,
yes.
you know, healing or anything.
Yes.
We need to remember that.
We're
not just talking to anybody here.
That's
We've
right.
got somebody who can fix everything.
Everything.
That
everything.
Needs fixing.
Praise God.
Every bone can be mended.
Wow.
Every cut can be closed
everything.
Up.
Everything.
Glory to
oh,
God.
Glory.
Every damage and everything that's happened in an accident can be fixed in a moment.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
We've got some more victorious word for you on prosperity. Of course, if you're not interested in prosperity, well, go study something else. But we like it.
We do.
We remember when
we
didn't know much about it. Welcome, George.
We like it so much that this is the 374th day that we've taught on the subject
think
of
about,
prosperity.
Think about how we've prospered in 374 days.
We have. And I figured it out today. I was coming into the studio. I thought, we've been doing this for 10 years. This is our 10th year
Good
of
night.
Doing prosperity broadcasts.
No wonder.
And I remember when you had me do a series, a two-week series of broadcasts. You were going somewhere. And I said, you asked me if I would do that. And I said, sure. So I came in, I did the broadcast, and then after they aired, you called me. And I remember this so well. I know exactly where I was when Gloria called me, and you said, she said, George, I have a brilliant idea. You said, brilliant idea.
You better watch it when I say that.
Yeah, I've got a brilliant idea. She said, why don't you and I do some prosperity broadcasts together, and you bring your notes? And I thought, well, all right. And I didn't. I was really nervous. I was very nervous. I mean, to preach with you is just such an honor, and to be able to do that. And we got together, starting to preach that. And 374 broadcasts later, we're still preaching on the subject of prosperity.
Isn't that something?
It really
is. That's a life's work, George.
And all of these outlines, which the outlines are available to you. Go to kcm.org, go to the picture of Glory and Me, click onto it, and all of these outlines, not just the ones we're doing this week, but the ones that we've done ever since
Praise
we started
God.
Teaching on prosperity, all of them are available to you absolutely free. And I let people know that they can download them, which, by the way, over 1.5 million downloads have been done since we started doing this together.
Praise
and we encourage people to, they can print them out. They can distribute them. I know of several churches which have done that. They've printed out these outlines. They've used them in
good.
Their church services. I know of one couple that they're teaching a 10-week series on prosperity based on
Let's
our
go
outlines.
To their church.
Yeah, we should go see what they're doing. But it really is
That's
exciting
great.
To continue this study with you. And we also received testimonies. So I brought another
good.
One with me today.
I like those testimonies.
This is from Deborah. She writes from Washington State. We've been listening to George and Gloria's broadcast since they began.
Well, bless your heart.
My husband and I made a decision to get out of debt, and we did. We also built and gained income from a rental home. And my husband began a new career. Almost 10 years later, we are out of debt and we've increased our income. Our cars are paid for and our family, once broken apart, is healed, being restored back to us. We thank God every day for the teachings that we've received from KCM.
Isn't
thank
that
you.
A blessing, George?
It is, Gloria.
Praise God. That thrills me.
And I'm so
me.
Thrilled to be able to read these and share these
I
with
know,
you.
That's awesome.
Gloria is so funny because we just in conversations with each other, we'll talk about these broadcasts and we'll talk about the testimonies, and Gloria will say to me, well, is there anybody out there watching? And I'll tell her, I'll say, yeah. She said, I'll tell her that, like, meetings that I go on, and people come up to me and they say, we watch your broadcast. I was at one of Keith Moore's meetings here recently, and I was talking to a gentleman there, and he said, people talk to me all the time about you and Gloria on the broadcast.
Well, isn't that?
And I think it's great because Gloria looked at me, she goes, so then we can keep our job. I think we can keep our job.
We can keep our job.
But Gloria, this week we've been talking about the topic of the God of plenty. Amen. The God of plenty. And let me read to you the foundation scripture, and then we'll get into the notes that we have.
Okay.
But the foundation scripture for this is Deuteronomy 28, verse 11.
Okay.
And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Plenteous in goods.
The Lord shall make thee.
Make thee plenteous in goods. The Amplified translation of that scripture, Gloria, says that He will make us to have a surplus of prosperity. That's
Praise
what the
God.
Amplified Bible says. He will make us to have a surplus of prosperity. So,
I believe it.
Let me reach over here
Deuteronomy
for a moment.
Deuteronomy 28.
28 and verse 11. God shall make you plenteous in goods. Plenty means more than enough. Means overflow, living in the overflow.
Amen.
And let me do this. I grabbed one of the notes we did from earlier this week. Let me just read this to you. This is a word from the Lord through Brother Copeland, and it was from November of 2011. Now listen to what the Lord said through him. I have a great storehouse. Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream that I've laid up for you before the foundation of the world. Much more is stored up there than what the church has ever called for.
Yeah. Mm.
I've never held back on the church, saith the Lord, and the God of plenty. I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of your Savior. And then the Lord said, all of heaven's reserves are at your call. Heaven is overloaded.
Woo.
With things that I've prepared for
Praise
you.
Praise God.
So we serve a God of plenty, and He has everything that we need.
Amen.
To be able to do everything that we
and
need to do.
He's proven that.
He, over and over again. I think about your life and where you and Kenneth started in the beginning days of your life, and how you were in debt. You didn't have enough to get by. I mean, we've talked about the stories of the television, the black and white television with the one line of the Beverly Hillbillies right there.
They were that tall.
And cooking potatoes in a coffee pot. And the rollaway bed that you had to rent.
But you got to understand, I knew how to make do.
Yes, you did. You really did. But you know, when you and Kenneth got hold of the Word of God, and especially the Word of Prosperity.
Oh, yeah.
That changed
your
life.
We went for it, hook, line, and sinker.
You really did. And then when you were in Tulsa, I was thinking about all of those meetings of Brother Hagin's that you went to, the meetings that he had at his offices, and you and Kenneth would drive down there in the winter, middle of the winter time, and slip and slide, and you were part of a group, of people that you were serious about studying the Word. And I just think about that and think about how...
It was an awesome opportunity, and I'm so glad we didn't pass it up.
You didn't pass it up, and you were serious about this.
Mm-hmm.
All that to say, that's what it takes.
Amen.
You cannot approach this casually. You cannot approach the Word of God, if you're serious about doing things like getting out of debt, living debt-free.
If you want to live supernaturally, you have to...
If you want to live supernaturally, you have to
do what it takes.
Do what it takes and make the effort to do that.
Because that's where faith comes from. You know, the Word and hearing the Word and getting under the Word.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, you're never going to have the faith to be debt free.
That's right.
Because it's
that's
a supernatural thing.
And it does take that extra
I mean, some
effort.
People are born debt free, of course, but I wasn't in that category.
You weren't in that category. and really to look at where you were and to where you are now and what this ministry is doing, Gloria, the worldwide impact that is taking place on this ministry.
Praise God.
Even in church on Sundays, when I welcome the people to the service, I do that the first thing, and I read off a list of no less than about 30 countries that are watching us.
Praise God. Is that something?
30 different countries that we know of.
That we know of watching.
That are watching us.
Watching the world.
All over the world.
Wow.
From Europe to Asia.
That's got to be supernatural.
It is. It's supernatural. And so we have a God of plenty. He
yes,
is... He's more than enough. He's, as we talked about yesterday, He's our El Shaddai.
He is.
And He takes good care of us. So today what we're going to talk about is...
What?
Our covenant of wealth.
Good, I like that.
Our covenant of wealth.
That is good, good.
Look at the scripture here. The first scripture we have at the top of the page is 2 Chronicles 16:9.
Yeah.
It says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him." Now, this scripture is talking about prosperity.
Yes,
it is. And let me prove it to you. In the phrase, "show Himself strong," you'll see there, point one.
Okay.
"Show Himself strong," in the Hebrew, that means to bestow or grant or extend His covenant wealth towards. He wants to extend His covenant wealth towards us. Everything Amen. That is in the covenant that we have. And the covenant of God is Praise basically God. His Word. This is
yeah.
God's covenant with
That's
us.
Right.
And He makes available to us everything that is His. His healing, His deliverance, His protection, His wealth.
Yeah.
Everything. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich.
It does. Amen.
And He adds no sorrow with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So the eyes of the Lord, it says, are going, running to and fro throughout the whole earth. Now, what's He doing? He wants to show Himself strong on behalf of them
yeah.
whose heart is perfect toward them. He wants to bestow and grant and extend this covenant wealth towards
now,
them.
Now, soon in our early life together,
mm-hmm.
Ken and I.
Yeah.
As soon as we begin to hear the truth, we turn toward it.
Oh, that's good.
And when we turn
that's
toward
good.
It,
yes, mm-hmm.
the prosperity and the blessing turn toward us because we were doing what the Bible said.
Wow.
And it wasn't like we didn't have money to do a lot, anything much, but we got under the Word. We got in Tulsa,
yep.
we listened to Brother Hagin,
yep.
we learned how to walk by faith, and it worked.
It really did.
We got out of debt.
yeah.
We had
yeah.
a lot of debt because we needed everything. And it's just an awesome, it was
is.
An awesome experience, and we're still living that
You're
way.
You're still living that way. And you said something very important. I wrote this down. You said, "We turn toward God."
Mm-hmm.
When you first heard about this and when
yeah.
you first stepped into this, you turned toward
we
God.
Did.
And then it says God turned toward you.
Yeah.
That's what you said. He
That's
turned
right.
toward you.
That's right.
And began to bestow.
That's a good way to say it too.
yeah.
You turn toward God, He'll turn toward you. You got to give Him something to work
That's
with.
That's right.
And it's called faith and obedience
yeah.
and doing what you're told
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
And you'll get His attention.
That's
Glory
right.
God.
And that's what He was doing here.
And He'll do you good.
You could really say that the eyes of the Lord were running to and fro throughout the whole earth looking for Kenneth and Gloria.
Yeah.
Looking for
we were
a
looking
couple.
For him.
You're looking for Him. He's looking for you. And I wrote a couple of things here. Look at number two.
Really, the truth is right there that we turned toward Him
yeah.
before we knew He turned toward us.
Yeah.
Because He didn't turn toward us. Until we turned toward Him.
That's right.
And we got under the Word
That's
of God,
right.
and we began to find out what the Bible says, and
yep.
faith came.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's
when
where
you first,
we've been ever since.
When you first heard that tape of Brother Hagin's at Nonnie and Granddad's, Kenneth's
yeah.
parents' house,
yeah. yeah.
and you came in there, and Kenneth said, "Mama, have you got something I can listen to?"
Yeah.
And how to write your own ticket with God.
That was the
Brother
first
Hagin's
tape we listened to.
Message. Think
and
about
we
that.
And we needed it. We didn't have anything, George.
Yeah. yeah.
We needed everything.
Yeah.
So we were all ears. We were listening. He had an attentive audience.
And not everybody's that way. Not
no.
everybody is
no.
attentive to the Word like that.
It was
or hungry.
Awesome that we could get get the word.
That's the thing I've noticed about you
when we're ready.
Over all of these years, the hunger that you have for the word of God.
We stay with it.
We were going on a trip.
There's no other place to live and live.
There's no other place to live. We were going on a trip one time with you and Kenneth, and we got on the plane, and you're sitting there already in your seat, and you had John G. Lake's book.
Oh yeah.
And you had these little markers, little stickies.
Yeah.
All over the book. And you held it up to me and says, George, you need to read this book. This is so good. And you're highlighting and underlining it. And that's what has impressed me so much about you all these years is the hunger for the word, the diligence that you have. And I meant to bring something with me today because, you know, I'm the official keeper of the archives here.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I keep all of those archives. And I've found a stash of your notes, your teaching notes. It's like I've got these three-ring binders that thick of Gloria Copeland teaching notes.
Now, how'd you get that?
I just hunt around the ministry. I just find these things.
May I see it, please?
I meant to bring that with me today because
like
I wanted to show
it.
That to you. But I'll bring it to you when we see each other again. But it's just packed full. Gloria, you are so diligent in the Word.
I love the Word. I could see that was the answer. And we needed help. We didn't have anything to count. Old car.
That's right.
Rent house, you know.
I was the same way. You know, when I met Terry, I met her at Oral Roberts University. And I just came from a little Baptist church in Massachusetts. And I heard about ORU. And I thought, I really need to go there. I lived with a group of guys. And we all went to a church together. We're all the same age. We're about 19 and 20 years old. All hungry for the Word. And before we would go to church on Sunday, we would sit and watch two programs. This was before you and Kenneth were on TV. We would watch Catherine Kuhlman and we would watch Oral Roberts. And I would see them do the flyover of ORU and I'd think, I want to go there. There's something there.
The Lord was pulling
me. And He was pulling me there. So I applied, was accepted. I went to ORU and Terry just happened to be on the sister wing to my brother wing. So that's how we got
just
together.
Happened, did it?
But it just happened. But Gloria, I was so hungry for the Word. And I can remember, I remember the first time I went to one of the partner meetings that Oral Roberts had. And I went on a Sunday afternoon up in the student section of the Mabee Center. And I had my notebook with me and he taught, if you need healing, do these things.
Yeah.
Gloria, I still have those notes. I was hungry.
I know what you mean.
I was hungry. And then, of course, when I started dating Terry, she was introducing me to you and to Kenneth, and I started listening to him. And, oh, my goodness, it just started filling me and filling me and filling
me. It's wonderful what the Word will do.
He sent me, after I met Kenneth and had my talk with him, Terry and I were engaged at the time, and so I had my first meeting with Kenneth, and he said to me, what do you want to be as you progress in your life? What do you want to be? I said, I want to be a man of God. Obviously, that was the right answer.
That was the right answer.
Gloria, he sent me every tape that he had. I got it at school, and he sent me every tape.
Praise
every tape
God.
That he
and
had.
And you listened to them.
And I listened to them, and I guess I'm saying all of this because the eyes of the Lord are looking through the whole earth for people who are hungry
Him,
hungry for the Word.
Turn toward Him, yeah.
And I am as hungry or more hungry today for the Word of God than I ever
That's
have
true.
Been.
Yeah, amen.
To press into that. So God's consuming passion and determination is to locate His covenant people and to bless them.
Amen.
He wants to bless us.
Yeah.
He wants to get to us. He has an undying passion and determination that propels Him to extend Himself with everything that He has. Everything that He has, He wants us to have. And there's a covenant love that He has for us. He just won't give up.
And He will take or receive any area you let Him have.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, if you'll go all out and do well, we didn't have any options, but we had to go all out if we did anything. But He will be there to meet you, if you'll just turn toward Him.
If you just turn toward Him,
and
He has
His Word.
He has everything that you need to make it.
And the best thing somebody can do is find a good word church.
That's
well, there
exactly
weren't
right. yeah.
word churches, so to speak, much in
sure.
those days.
Sure.
But find a good church that preaches you the word.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
grow.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
That's what we do at Eagle Mountain.
You do.
That my responsibility is to take the word that you and Kenneth have taught me over all of these years and bring that to that group of people to train them up, to teach them.
Yes.
And I heard Kenneth saying this on a broadcast the other day. He was talking about the church, and he said, since I'm the founder of that church, the things that I preach should be preached in that church. And I'm like, hear, I agree with that 100%.
As the current pastor, you agree.
As the current pastor, that is my responsibility to do that. And you have inspired me. You have inspired the body
Praise
of Christ
God.
With the things that you've taught. And you know what? One of the things that has inspired us about you is the integrity that you and Kenneth walk in and the steadfastness and the stability. And you have taught us about the covenant that we have with God and the covenant of wealth. You wrote in your book, God's Will is Prosperity,
yeah.
talking about this covenant of wealth. And one of the scriptures that you used, and we're almost out of time, my goodness, but one of the scriptures, look at point B of your notes, Deuteronomy 8:18.
Mm-hmm.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto thy fathers as it is
Praise
this
God.
Day.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Has covenant wealth that He wants to bestow upon us. I'm thinking about David and the covenant that David had yeah. with Jonathan. And when Jonathan was killed in battle, David had a longing. The eyes of David were looking to and fro throughout the whole area, trying to find anyone who was a relation to Jonathan. And he found one, Mephibosheth. And you know what he did? He took Mephibosheth out of that poverty that he was in. Mm. He was still acting on the covenant that he had with his father. And he took him out of that poverty that he was in.
Yeah.
And he brought him into the palace. And he sat him down at his table. And he put his robe on him. And he made him a mm-hmm. royal person who had an inheritance now and had a covenant with God.
Praise
it's
God.
The same thing with us.
Yes, you, God's willing. He's
you
willing
and
to
I
have you.
Are in covenant with Him.
Amen.
And you and I have been taken out of that poverty and that lack, and we've been brought into the kingdom, and
Praise
now
God.
We have an inheritance.
We do.
We
a have
royal
a place.
Inheritance.
We have a place in the kingdom.
We certainly do.
And it's a good place. It's the best place. I can't imagine living without depending on the Word of God and finding out what's in it and believing
My
it.
My goodness.
Just living a natural life, do the best you can do. And
we've learned that we are heirs of
instead
God.
Instead of just being prosperous and blessed
yeah.
and healed
yeah.
and well, glory to God.
We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus.
Pastor George is back with us on more word about your prosperity. Of course, if you're not interested in increasing, maybe you wouldn't want to, you might want to watch cartoons, but we like to increase.
Yes, we do. The Lord said,
We've been, as somebody said, rich, we've been poor.
Rich
having
is better,
is better
yes,
than not
it is.
Having.
It is. And the Lord said in the 115th Psalm, the Lord will increase you more and more
you and your children.
Children.
That's right.
Gloria, it's so good to be with you this week. And if Friday's here already, this week has gone by so quickly. This is our 375th broadcast on prosperity. We've had 1.5 million downloads of the outlines.
1.5 million downloads.
And these outlines, if you go to kcm.org, click to the picture of Gloria and me, you'll find the downloads there. You can download these, print them out, give them out at church, whatever, study them, and they are, all of them, all of the outlines that we've done from the beginning are available.
Now, one interesting thing about this material that we're offering to put in your hands is that we were very broke when we began to learn how to prosper.
Yeah.
And so we were quite interested in what we learned about faith and walking by faith and believing God. So we were good students, and it paid off. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it'll work for you if you'll do it. You just have to feed on it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word.
That's right.
And if you'll get in the Scriptures and meditate on those Scriptures, put them in your eyes, your ears, and get them down in your heart, say them with your mouth, expect things to happen, it'll work for you.
That's right.
And it is so awesome. Same thing is true with healing. That's the way you get healed, with the Word of God. It's the way you prosper, the Word of God.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Be sure to send us your testimonies, too.
Yes.
The address there's up on the screen. And I wanted to read one to you. Listen to this. This is an epic testimony. Around 20 years ago, my wife and I went through bankruptcy and lost everything. The IRS and the state seized all my funds in my bank accounts. We lost our cars and everything we had. We had no choice but to move into the basement of my wife's parents' house. The financial strain on our relationship caused us to divorce.
Oh.
I wanted to find out what the Word had to say regarding our finances, so we were led to Creflo Dollar Ministries. I purchased every tape he had on finances. On the day our divorce was final, we started dating each other again. Within a few months, we were married again, but this time we were on a mission to do it the way the Word told us to. Then we were introduced to the Believers Convention with KCM and our now partners. We started our own business. The Lord started to quickly bless us. We were able to purchase a condo that doubled in equity one year. We were able to use that equity to pay off the IRS and all of my school loans that could not be included in the bankruptcy. Our business continued to prosper. We bought a second house and a third house. We were using the two houses we were not living in to let out-of-town pastors use or others that had a need due to financial hardships. Our businesses continued to prosper. Through the teaching encouragement from KCM, we were tithing faithfully and then began to sow offerings. The Lord continued to bless our business, and we got to the point of tithing and sowing an additional 20% to 30% of our income. Over the next several years, our business continued to prosper more and more. Then I started to follow Pastor George and Gloria's teachings. I have been listening to 2 to 3 messages a day and downloading the study notes. Our church leaders heard our testimony and shortly after asked if we could teach a 10-week class on finances for those who want to learn more. I agreed to do it as long as they let me use the notes and the teachings I had from Gloria and George. They gave me total freedom to do so.
Isn't that super?
Over the course of 10 weeks, we had many of our students experience breakthroughs. Some got completely out of debt. We were able to take what we had learned from KCM and get it into the hands of others so that we could be a blessing. Pastor George always says, download the notes and go and use them to teach others. That's exactly what we did.
Praise God.
My wife and I are 100% debt-free and are continuing to experience increase more and more.
Isn't that great?
They finally say, please keep going with the Prosperous Life series, as I believe you can never exhaust God's Word when it comes to blessings and His finances. Thank you, KCM and George and Gloria, for what you're doing in my family's life and the lives of many others. Isn't that a wonderful testimony?
I want to copy that letter. That's super.
What
are we going to do with that?
Okay. What we're going to do today, we're going to finish up this series we're talking about on the God of plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And Philippians 4:19, you have the scripture there at the top of your page.
Mm-hmm.
My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And what I did, Gloria, on this study is I just took each one of those words and phrases and broke it down to study it. So why don't you do this? Why don't you do number one? I'll do number two. We'll go back and forth.
You want me to go through all of number one?
Go through all of number one, yeah.
Okay.
So we're basing this off of Philippians 4:19.
My God shall supply all your needs, and my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Amplified.
Yeah.
And God is the source of everything we need, not people. Matthew 6:11. We acknowledge you as our provider of all we need each day.
Isn't that a good scripture?
Yeah,
Matthew 6:11. I found that in the Passion Translation. That we acknowledge you as our provider of all that we need each day. So my God,
that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. My God shall supply all of your need. And the second one here, according to. Now that phrase, according to, God's covenant provision is in correspondence to and in proportion with His supply.
Amen.
He has the supply to back whatever we need. And I like Haggai 2:8, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts.
Praise God.
So He has whatever it takes to back the needs that we have here on earth. So my God shall supply all of your need according to, and then Gloria, read that part on number 3, His riches.
His riches. His riches in the Greek. Wealth. And here's the meaning of His riches. Mm-hmm. Wealth, money, possessions, abundance, richness, valuable, bestowment. God's riches are beyond natural human comprehension. Isn't that good? Ephesians 3:8 in the Amplified, to me, though I am the very least of all saints, this grace was granted and graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, exhaustless riches of Christ, wealth which no human being could have searched out.
Now that is really something. I found this scripture as I was studying this. He's talking about here His riches in glory. He's talking about the riches of Christ. And notice there, it says wealth which no human being could have searched out. It's inexhaustible. You see here the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, exhaustless riches of Christ. Yeah. All of those words, a description of what is available to us from the God of plenty. It's so huge.
They're all huge words. Yeah.
Yes. And then, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Let's look at that in glory for a moment.
Where is that one now?
In glory, heaven is a place of vast wealth.
Yes, amen.
In Revelation 21, it describes it as a city made of pure gold with gates fashioned from pearl and foundations from precious stones.
Praise God.
It says in James 1:17 in the Amplified, every good gift and every perfect, free, large, and full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all that gives light.
Praise God.
Isn't that something?
Yes, that's awesome.
And the word of the Lord from Brother Copeland, heaven is overloaded with things that I've prepared for your enjoyment. I paid for it. Come and get it. This is a feast of abundance.
Praise
God. We're talking about glory.
That was the word of God, August 7th, 2009. Ken gave,
And we're talking about His riches in glory. Now, I wrote something. I don't think I wrote it on your notes. Let me read this to you. I wrote this the other morning. When we're talking about His riches in glory, the first mention of glory was from Genesis 31:1. And it is connected to wealth. Glory, the first time glory is mentioned, it's connected to wealth. And one of the definitions, Gloria, that I have heard about the word glory, the glory of God is the presence of God heavy with everything good.
Amen.
That's what
I
the glory of God is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. Let me just read this to you. Genesis 31:1 in the Amplified Bible says this, He has acquired all of this wealth and honor, the King James says glory, from what belonged to our Father. So glory is connected to wealth. So when He's saying to us, my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory, that's where it's all coming from, that place of His glory.
Praise God.
So He'll do that, and read the last one here at the bottom, by Christ Jesus. Read what that says about by Christ Jesus.
Everything that belongs to the Father is ours through our blood covenant with Jesus when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives.
Right, right.
John 16:15 in the Amplified. What is that PC stands for?
Amplified Classic.
Classic, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything that the Father has is mine. this is what I meant when I said that He, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it unto you.
So He said here, everything the Father has is mine.
Yeah.
And then what He does is He turns around and gives us what is His.
Praise God.
That's basically what it's saying there.
God has a covenant determination through Christ Jesus. Oh, this is great. God has a covenant determination through Christ Jesus to transmit His riches to us. I never have read that anywhere, George.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He desires to do that for us.
So a covenant, listen to that, a covenant determination.
Yeah.
I receive it,
a covenant,
Lord Jesus.
A covenant determination. It is His determination to see to it that we are able to tap into His riches and glory and bring them here to the seen realm where we need these things.
Praise
we need
God.
What He has from heaven.
That's right.
So
that's
my
awesome.
God shall supply all of your need. A court, the God of plenty, let's put it that way. The God of plenty will supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Let me give you a true story.
Give me a story.
When we went to Tulsa, Ken went to Tulsa because of ORU.
Right.
And we didn't have any money to go or anything.
Right.
And so we rented a little place and, just a little. We didn't even own a bed. We rented a rollaway bed. Now, that's bad.
Oh, my.
And so this was a little house just down on the river. And we had a couple of old pieces of furniture from his mother, and that was about it. And I rented rollaway beds. And we had an old Oldsmobile. It was quite old. And we were just taking a step at a time, but we took a step.
Yes.
That's what got us into the blessing.
Yep.
And so from there, we grew, we heard the word, listened to Brother Roberts and learned from him many good things. And
Just stay with it.
Just get on the trail and stay there.
Yeah, get on the trail.
It'll work. I mean, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
God has this says, everything that belongs to the Father is ours through our blood covenant with Jesus. John 16:15, everything that the Father has is mine.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I meant when I said that He, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit them, or transmit it to you. God has a covenant determination. This is a great word here. God has a covenant determination through Christ Jesus to transmit His riches to us.
Yeah, He does.
And that was that was said on the basis of that scripture.
That's right.
And that's the word from Kenneth Copeland, August 7th, 2009, by Christ Jesus. Everything that belongs to the Father is ours through our blood covenant with Jesus.
Yeah. Philippians 4:19, Gloria. I love the Rick Renner translation.
Good. Read it to us.
Oh, he's brilliant. Look at this. But my God will supply your needs so completely that He will eliminate all your deficiencies.
Isn't that a great way to say it?
He will meet all your physical and tangible needs until they are so full.
That's exactly
you have no more capacity to hold anything else. He will supply all your needs until you are totally filled, packed full, and overflowing to the point of bursting at the seams and spilling over.
Praise God.
Isn't that an outstanding translation?
Yes, it is.
He says here that God will supply your needs, and they'll be so complete that He will, I like this phrase, He'll eliminate all of your deficiencies.
I believe that.
There will be no deficiencies.
All shortage and insufficiency will be eradicated.
That's so good. All shortage and insufficiency will be eradicated.
That happened in our lives.
Wow. And we won't have the capacity to contain it all. There'll be so much. There'll be so much that the God of plenty wants to pour out on us. His riches, look at this in number 5, His riches in glory reach far beyond our own needs. They reach over into supplying the needs of
others.
Isn't
that something? That's the truth.
Now, this is something that you and Kenneth have done throughout all of these years in this ministry. And I just received a report, by the way, the other day, because I keep up with this. I keep up with all of the seed that this ministry sows every year. I keep up with what we're doing in the benevolent account. Mm-hmm. I keep up with what we're doing in sowing time to the broadcasters. All of the product that we have on this broadcast, it's sown. So we include all of the postage, mailing, product, aviation.
That's gonna add up, isn't
it? I add all of that up. And Gloria, in the year of 2019, I just found this out just a few days ago,
okay,
that we have sown, this ministry has sown over $15 million.
In one year.
So that's why his riches in glory go far beyond our own needs. They reach over into supplying the needs of others.
Praise God. Praise God.
So as we begin to finish this up, we've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, go.
Let me read to you once again this word from the Lord through Brother Copeland. In 2011, the Lord said this, and we're talking about the God of plenty, the God of plenty who lives inside of you. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, I have a great storehouse. Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream that I've laid up for you before the foundation of the world. Much more, that's on your top page.
Where?
Right down there.
Okay.
Okay. Much more is stored up there than what the church has ever asked for. Well, church, it's time. It's time to start asking. The Lord said, I've never held back on the church, saith the Lord and the God of plenty. I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of your Savior. But there has been a backwardness in my people about laying hold of the things that I provided for you. But I will say this, there is a people in the land, and I believe I'm talking to the people right now. I'm talking about the people that are in the land, and there are people around the world, and there are a people strong and mighty and growing much stronger and much mightier more bold to lay hold and put their claim of faith on the things that I've laid up for them. And it thrills me, saith the Lord, because it's been theirs all the time.
What a great word.
We need to be, Gloria, bold to lay hold on everything that belongs to us in Christ Jesus.
That's right, George. We're bold.
We're bold. We're bold to take it.
Hallelujah.
We're bold to lay hold. And as we finish up in the last couple of moments, let me just review a couple of gloriisms that we've talked about this week. Gloria said earlier this week, we live on the plenty side. I like
that.
Sounds like a song.
I like that too.
We live on the abundant side. Gloria said, we can ask God for anything and it won't put a strain on His budget.
That's right.
She also said, the Lord has blessed us from shoes to jets. I need to print that one out. And you said this, and I'll finish up with this one. You're talking here, you were talking about studying the Word, getting on the Word, feeding on the Word, even back in the early days when you and Kenneth were struggling. You said, and this is so appropriate for Texas, get on the trail and stay there.
That's right. That's what you have to do. Get on the trail and stay
there.
Oh,
Gloria, what a time we have
had
together
this week. We live in the plenty side.
We live on the plenty
side. Isn't that good?
Wow. Wow.
The Lord has blessed us from shoes to jets.
Shoes to jets.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Lord will do the very same thing for you. Let me pray for them right now.
Oh, do, George.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over everyone who is watching us right now. And I thank you.
Praise you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of plenty.
Glory to God.
And you have a massive overload of surplus of prosperity that your heart's desire is to pour out to us. So by faith, we take it, we believe it, we receive it, and I thank you that our days are changing as we're walking in the fullness of the blessing of Abraham.
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Gloria and I will be right back.
Discover what the Bible has to say about prosperity. Prospering in God is to have abundant provision for every area of life, spiritual, physical, mental, and financial, so that you can be a blessing to others. Over 50 years ago, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland began to see throughout their Bible that it was God's will for them to be blessed. And they want to share with you what brought them out of a life of lack and debt and into one of fullness. They have assembled this book, Prosperity Promises, for you to renew your mind and increase your understanding. And Prosperity Promises are the Copeland's own lessons from their experiences, as well as the same scriptures that turn their lives around. Each scripture is written in four different translations to help you understand the full meaning of each. Allow God's word to increase your faith and develop confidence in his willingness to meet every need and fulfill every desire of your heart.
It is God's will for you to be blessed and prosper. Discover all the Bible has to say about your prosperity in Prosperity Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Request your free copy at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Did you realize that when you're born again, El Shaddai moves inside? Jehovah Rapha, the healer, moves inside. The greater one, moves inside.
Hallelujah.
And all it takes is a simple prayer for people to pray to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Gloria, I'm going to lead them in this salvation prayer. If you've never prayed this before, I want you to do this today. And I'll speak these words and Gloria will repeat them. You repeat them after me. Say this after me. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I thank you. For the Lord Jesus Christ.
For the Lord Jesus Christ.
I ask Jesus. To come into my heart right now.
To come into my heart right now.
Take my life. And do something with it.
I
receive the infilling. Of the Holy Spirit. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Thank you for filling my life.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you ever prayed that, you are born again. Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. And now begins the process of renewing your mind to the Word of God. And we want to send you a couple of things. This book by Kenneth and Gloria, He did it all for you. And then we have these brochures that you can study the Bible with, look up scriptures, and renew your life. This is a brand new start. You are a new creation created in Christ Jesus.
Amen. My name is Barbara McLeod, and I'm from Westminster, Maryland. I was working for a company as a technical writer for about the past 12 years. I open up my laptop, I start to work as normal, thinking it's just going to be another normal day of working from home. And I get an email that says we have a meeting with a director at about 9:30 that Wednesday morning. And shortly after that, I saw someone send an email that indicated he was just laid off and it was nice working with you. Shortly after that, there was someone else sending an email saying the same thing. And so we started to kind of put two and two together and said, wait a minute, something is going on here. And sure enough, 9:30 on that call, I was laid off. Initially, it was just, I had no idea what to do. I felt very numb every time I thought of it. In fact, I think for like the first week or so, I just felt a heaviness, literally a heaviness on my chest. Probably within that first 2 week period, I finally realized I can't continue to carry this myself. I'm really going to have to just turn it over to the Lord. I would get up in the mornings. I would spend time with the Lord, time in the Word. I also downloaded Pastor George's 50 Days of Prosperity. You're being fed every day. Every day as you read that, your spiritual muscles are being built, your prosperity muscles to believe God for what He can do and what He wants to do as believers. They're being built up by reading that. And I would read each day, one of those days, and then I would begin to speak and declare what was being said. And another thing that I did, I actually went on the KCM website. I sowed a seed into the ministry, and then I also explained in a prayer request that I had lost my job, that I'm a partner with the ministry, and that I was asking for prayer. So it began to change. And even though my situation hadn't changed, that heaviness lifted from me. And I would spend that time in the morning, and then I would spend like 3 to 4 hours actually online looking for jobs, applying for positions online, submitting online applications. So I kind of made that was my work. It was probably over 100 applications, and that's not an exaggeration. I mean, I was completing online applications on a daily basis, and I did not get one response. So even though I hadn't heard anything back, I continued to just stay focused and continue to submit online applications. And the first week of August, I received one phone call from a company. And within a few days after receiving that call, I received a second call. And then after that, there was like a third call from a different company. So it's like they started to come in. So the second interview, I received a call from the human resources director. And she said to me, we'd like to offer you the position of technical writer. And we'd like to start you out at the top salary range that you're requesting. She said, I was praying that you would want to accept this position. And I said to her, you don't know how much that really blesses me. God is just step by step, just increasing me. That's what I see it as, increase. You know, that's what I hear Pastor George and Sister Gloria talking about, increase. And it's like, it's not just financial, it's every part of my life is being increased. I'm blessed to be a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I've been a partner for almost 10 years. And one of the things that I appreciate so much is that I know that I can go on the Kenneth Copeland website at any time and ask for prayer. I can receive resources. And also, I get calls from the ministry. It just means so much to me to know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries, they're praying for me every day. I mean, that is a tremendous blessing. I'm being covered by a worldwide ministry.
It's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And Gloria, I am so thankful. We're so thankful for all of the partners who into this ministry, who help us get the Word of God
all over the world.
Really, literally, from the top to the bottom, all the way around the middle. We are preaching the Word of God just as hard and fast as we can.
Thank you, partners.
Thank you so much for your giving. And I want to tell you something. I've got a scripture for you, and it is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that for everyone who gives, the Lord says in the Amplified translation of verse 8, God is able to make all grace and every favor and earthly blessing come to you so
Hallelujah.
That you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support
and furnished
in abundance
for every
good work and charitable donation. So we thank you for your giving.
Hallelujah.
We so appreciate you.
Amen.
And Gloria, there's something special that's happening this weekend. It is actually Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
And so we want to say to you, on behalf of your family,
we
want to wish you a Mother's Day, a happy Mother's Day. And
look how beautiful.
And
wow,
this,
what a lovely bunch of flowers. Thank you so much.
And you have been a great mother to your own family and to the body of Christ.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
You are a mother in the faith. Isn't that amazing?
Praise
that
God.
You wake up one day and you're a mother in the faith to so many people.
Hallelujah.
And so, Father, we pray over Gloria right now, and we thank you for her, and
thank you, Lord.
For the wealth of the Word of God that she has deposited into the body of Christ
Praise
and continues
God.
To do so.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, she is truly an example of a mother who stands in faith and believes you
and has held
this ministry together. Thank you, Lord, for everything that she's done and continues to do in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Happy Mother's Day
Thank
to you, Gloria
George.
Copeland. Praise
Thank
God.
You. Aren't those gorgeous?
Wow.
I'm so honored.
Well, we're done. We're complete.
Hallelujah.
So remember this. This is Pastor George and
Gloria Copeland.
And we're reminding you that God loves you.
Yeah.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. Now you can text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609.